Now time for our Axtell locker room chat here on KMZA. Brandon Tamman joined now by the Axtell head football coach, Eric Detweiler, brought to you by Blue Valley Technology, State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, B&D Buildings as well, making our weekly locker room chats possible here all throughout the football season. And the three-time champs pick up where they left off, starting 2024 with a big win at Lynn last week, 76-6, ending it pretty quickly. Coach, your team got out to a really fast start, nothing new. We've seen it a lot, but was there any concern with it being, you know, a new year, week one? You do have some new faces that you're putting into the varsity lineup here. Was there any kind of worry at all of maybe a slow start?
Well, absolutely. You know, every year you never know how the kids are going to react, and you know, especially to the first game, if there's any pregame jitters. But our group is, you know, pretty veteran group. We got, you know, ring back five of the eight starters, and Lynn, you know, turned over the ball in the first two possessions, I think, and they punted on the first one and returned it for a touchdown. And then I think on the ensuing kickoff, they fumbled it. And so, you know, if there was any pressure on our kids at all, you know, relieved right away because you know, we scored three touchdowns, you know, I think within the first 5 minutes. So we were up 24-0, you know, before you could even blink. So, you know, if there was any concern amongst the kids themselves, you know, it was quickly relieved with, you know, the ease of being ahead. And you know, I was proud of the way our kids played, and they come out with, you know, excitement and energy, and you know, it showed right away from the get-go.
Yeah, I know we talked a little bit last week. You mentioned five of the eight starters back, but, you know, sticking with offense, you know, you did have to replace a couple of key pieces from the offensive line from the seniors last year. How do you feel like those new additions on the offensive line panned out for you?
Well, you know, for the first game, I thought they did really good. You know, they, did a pretty good job of, you know, knowing where to be in the execution. Obviously, they made a few mistakes, but that's the best part about game film in week one, where, you know, you don't want them running on full cylinders, you know, right away. So I thought overall, I thought they did a good job. And you know, they just need to learn to communicate with each other and when, you know, teams switch up defenses. And you know, I think they'll be just fine, but, you know, they'll get there. And you know, but I was pleased with what they did in week one.
Sounded like special teams, you know, made some plays, you know, early on in that game. But just talk about the defense as a whole. What'd you like about them in week one?
You know, just obviously shut them out. You know, they scored there with, you know, at the end of the game with our JV in the game, but you know, it was, you know, flying to the ball, doing, you know, tremendous job and you know, stopping them the first, you know, three and out on the first drive. And you know, it just seemed like we were, you know, running everywhere. And I think we had them kind of for a loop for a while. And you know, for the first game, I was extremely pleased with the way they played.
We're talking with Axtell football coach. That is Eric Detweiler. It is brought to you by Blue Valley Technology, State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, B&D Buildings as well. We'll step aside, quick timeout. We'll come back. Eagles and their week two opponent, they are at home against Washington County. We'll talk about it after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We continue our Axtell locker room chat here tonight on KMZA. Brandon Tamman joined by the Eagles football coach, Eric Detweiler. Again, it is presented by Blue Valley Technology, State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, and B&D Buildings, making it possible to have these chats with the coaches all throughout the year. Well, again, off to a 1-0 start. Winning streak moves on, and now you get your first home matchup here in 2024. You welcome in a TVL opponent in Washington County. What can you tell us about the Tigers?
Well, you know, someone asked me the other day, when's the last time we played them? And you know, we played them in the Jamboree, but you know, for a game, I had to look that up. And the last time we've actually played them in a regular season game was back in 1984. So it's quite a while ago that we've actually played them, which shocked me. It seemed like we played them since then. But you know, unless our facts are wrong, that's the last time we could look it up. So, you know, we've seen them in the Jamboree. They come out in a three-man front defensively against us. You know, and then the first game, it looked like they kind of played a four-man front. So, you know, they got a first-year head coach where I'm sure they're learning new things amongst themselves and putting in new stuff every week. So we kind of got to be prepared for that. But you know, we you know, played well against them against the Jamboree, and hope we can do that again Friday night.
Yeah, it's crazy to think. You mentioned it's been a really long time since you had played Washington County for, you know, being league opponents. And a perfect example of that was Washington County's week one opponent last week. That was Blue Valley. That was actually their first all-time meeting with the Rams and the Tigers. So it's like, it's crazy to think you play in the same league, yet you don't always mix and match, you know, with every single team in the league. But obviously this Washington County team is coming off a loss to the Blue Valley Rams last week. 42-14 was that final score. Were you able to catch that film, or at least watch that film specifically in terms of the preparation for this week? And if so, what'd you see?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think Washington County kind of shot themselves in the foot a little bit. They had a lot of turnovers. You know, a lot of times deep into their drives, they'd fumble or, you know, or interception that kind of hurt them in that game. Otherwise, I think that score, you know, might have been the other way or a lot closer game than what it was. So, you know, just because they lost, you know, we can't lose focus on what we're trying to do. And, And, you know, they're, like I said, got a new coach and learning new stuff every week. And I'm sure they have questions for their, you know, what they're trying to do. And you know, every week that, you know, they progress with him, I'm sure they're going to get better.
In a limited prep, again, you have X amount of time. It's not long week to week to prepare for each opponent. But what would you say maybe is the biggest difference from what you saw with Lynn last week and maybe what you're going to see with Washington County this week, whether it's offense, defense, schematically, just what's maybe a big difference there?
Well, I think athleticism and size. I think Washington County's front three, you know, I don't have the roster in front of me, but, you know, their three-man front is, I'm sure, well over 200 pounds, where Lynn's was more, you know, quicker guys, where I think Washington County's going to have more size to them and strength to them on the front line. So it'll be a real good test for our linemen this week, and you'll see how we can hold up against those guys.
All right, Coach, finally, we appreciate it as always. Some expectations and keys for this one on Friday night against Washington County.
Well, you know, try to do the same thing we did against Lynn. Come out, you know, like I said, it's our first home game. You know, use that excitement, our home field, you know, the fans, you know, just everything all above it, and come out and play with, you know, play, I always say, play with your hair on fire and you know, fly to the football defensively and execute on offense. That's, you know, hopefully we can progress with our line and our receivers, you know, making better decisions and, you know, hopefully we can just continue to move forward.
There it is. Axtell football coach Eric Detweiler, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, B&D Buildings as well. Winning streak continued last week, a win over Lynn. Now they get their first home contest against the TVL opponent in Washington County here tomorrow night in week number two. Coach, as always, we appreciate a few minutes of your time each and every week, and we will do it again next week.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Brandon.